Now you guys can all hear me, and that's good. Okay, everybody turn your Bibles to Philippians 4, 4, 11 to 13. Everybody there? Almost? Okay. It says, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in what sort of state I am, therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ who strengheneth me. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for everybody being able to come out tonight, Lord, and I pray that I thank you for youth night, Lord, and that us youth can actually run the service and be able to preach your word, Lord, and I pray that you'll bless tonight as Zach and I bring forth your word tonight. In your name I pray, amen. Years ago, Russell Cornwell told of an ancient person, Persian, Ali Hafid, I think that's how you pronounce it, who owned a very large farm, who had orchards, grain fields, gardens, and was a very wealthy, contented man. One day, a wise man from the east told the farmer all about diamonds and how wealthy he would become if he owned a diamond mine. Ali Hafid went to bed that night a very discontented man, discontented because he was craving a mine of diamonds. He sold his farm and searched for the rare stones. He traveled the world over, finally becoming so poor, broken, and defeated, he died in the strange land. One day, the man who purchased Ali Hafid's farm led his camel into the garden to drink. As his camel put its nose into the brook, the man saw a flash of light from the sands of the stream. He pulled out a stone reflecting all the hues of this rainbow. The man had discovered one of those famous mines in all of history. Had Ali Hafid remained at home and dug in his own garden, and then instead of death in the strange land, he would have had acres of diamonds. See, God wants us to be content in all things. We shouldn't follow the world because it would lead us to want more possessions or money or popularity, and we would be discontent. We need to be content in Jesus Christ and what he did for us on the cross. As in the story I just told, Ali Hafid was discontent in what he already had. If he had just stayed at home, he would have found one of the greatest treasures in all of history. See, God can bring us the joy that we need. If we follow God and obey him, he will bring us the contentment and all that we need to fill our heart. When we follow the world and not God, we will miss one of the greatest treasures of all, God's salvation for us. And that salvation is when Jesus died on the cross for our sins to save us. And then 3 days later, he rose again to prove to everybody that he had power over death and that we could believe on him to be saved. So if there is anyone here tonight that has not done that, I urge you to do that and ask Jesus to save you and believe on him to take away your sin and so you can go to heaven. Now, if you looked at verse 11, it says, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned, in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. Contentment means the state of being contented, satisfaction, ease of mind. Following the world will often lead to discontentment, an often fast-paced, joyless life, always seeking popularity, new things, more money. That will get us nowhere. But in this verse, Paul is saying here that he learned how to be content in any situation, and that's what we should be. He knew God was there all the time. He learned the most important truth if we are saved, as it says in Hebrews 13:5. You don't have to turn there, but it says, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have, for he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. You see, we need to be content in that if we believe on him, God is always there for us. He will never leave us nor forsake us. And that's what we need to rejoice in, because He is always there. We can always go to him to pray to him. He's never more than a prayer away to us. So if you're in trouble or you just need somebody to talk to, he's right there. That should just bring us contentment already. I mean, I need somebody to talk to every day. And during school, I mean, seriously, I got tests and stuff. I just need him there to help me with whatever I have. So that is a very joyful thing indeed. Now, it says in verse 12, I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound everywhere and in all things. I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. Paul is saying here that he knew how to be abased, which was not even living without the bare necessities. He was usually in the dungeon or prison because most people didn't really like what he's preaching, which actually means he was doing a good job, because when you're persecuted, that means people don't like what you're saying, but they don't really like you. They don't like what you're talking about. But he was content. He was content in that. He was showing contentment because he trusted in Jesus Christ in any situation whatsoever. And he relied on Jesus Christ and for whatever he needed. Also, Paul was sometimes abounded in Christ. That was, as he say here. So, sometimes God was gracious, and sometimes he gave Paul more than he needed. And that should show us that God is merciful and gracious, and he will give us whatever, sometimes, not whatever we need, but whatever he wants to give us. And that is actually pretty cool. And we need, as Paul did, Paul had his priorities right, because he learned how to be content because he could see God's point of view throughout anything. He was focused on what God needed to do, not what he wanted or needed. He detached himself from the world to focus on God and his will for our lives. And we need to do the same. We need to look to God and not on the things of this world to be able to be content in Jesus Christ. And it says, further, it says in verse 13, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Paul was strengthened through Christ because he was fully following Christ to direct him through whatever he needed. Because if God needed Paul to do something, God would give him the strength and grace to be able to do it and be able to do it fully. And Christ can do the same with us if we just trust on him. He will give us the strength and grace to be able to go through whatever he has us to do. Like I'm doing right now. I need God's strength to be able to preach this message. And the living Christ in us is more than enough to be able to withstand anything. He will give us the strength to be able to accomplish his will. So wherever God points, his hand is there to provide a way for us to be able to do and give us the strength to be able to do what he wants. So, are you content in Christ? We need to be. Are you content in any situation you face? Paul knew how to be content whether he had little or much. His secret was drawing upon Christ's power for strength and grace. We sometimes have great needs or are discontented. And what we have, we need to learn to rely on God's promises and his power to help us be content. If you are always wanting more or always wanting the new and latest gadget, ask God to remove that desire and help him teach you how to be content in what you have already. As we know, Thanksgiving is coming up and we should be thankful. Even more, we should be content. And he will supply all your needs, but in a way that he knows best.